We'll call to order the Conference Committee on House Bill 2865, and I apologize to my fellow members that I was detained on a telephone call, but I got off as quickly as I could. Mr. Taylor, do you want to walk us through the bill?
Sure, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. The bill before you, the engrossed bill, allows the district attorney to treat certain non-person felonies as a Class A misdemeanor. Amendment was added in the Senate, staff suggestion, allows court to impose a maximum $100,000 fine. You may remember we had another bill before us, House Bill 2759, which went to Ways and Means. That's where the fines, fees, and assessment bill. And you may remember discussions that we had with the Representative Patridge and others concerning that bill. And that was an attempt to, as it relates to revenue, if reducing a misdemeanor to an infraction on a felony to a misdemeanor, to keep the fine level, the maximum fine level, at the old charge. What this amendments would do, then the issue came back to the House, and the House decided to put it in the Conference Committee, I believe because of the issue of the maximum fine of $100,000. In the bill 2759, we address the issue of the maximum fine as it relates to a misdemeanor to an infraction. What we did not do was, because we left it to the other bill, 2865, was the issue of the maximum fine as related to a felony to a misdemeanor, because that was a better place to put it, because that was the bill that was allowing district attorneys on their own motion to reduce felonies to misdemeanors. So this bill is, in some regards, is joined at the hip with 2759. What you have is three sets of amendments before you. The dash nine amendments, and you have the engrossed version, and the first two amendments will go to page two, lines two and three. The dash nine eliminate lines 2 and 3 and substitute, notwithstanding RS 161635, the maximum fine that a court may impose upon conviction of a misdemeanor under this section may not exceed the amount provided in 161625 for a class of felony receiving Class A misdemeanor treatment. The dash 10s would go to line 2 and just delete lines 2 and 3, so it would leave treatment at the misdemeanor rate. The next set of amendments, the D11 amendments, would remove the whole provision as it relates to district attorney treating a felony as a misdemeanor. Now, that's a major policy decision, and what was you'd have to have if that were done and you wanted to keep the same policy decision. This is an amendment that I sent the Legislative Counsel's Office after talking to you about it, which would basically put that provision, including the treatment of the fine at the felony level, in 2759. From a logistical viewpoint, that may be the cleaner way to do it, because it will be a requirement in 2759 if they intend to address the fine rate for misdemeanor to felony, they'll require a conflict amendment, but that's not a major hurdle to overcome. Now, one of the premises was, I think, is the thinking that somehow we were reducing revenue by reducing the maximum fine. And I guess that would only be true if someone were to get a fine above $5,000 at the Class A misdemeanor level. And I don't think that happens that often. But that was the underlying premise on that whole rationale, as I remember our discussions.
Okay. All right. Well, those are the options. Obviously, the B11 idea, pulling that all out and sticking it in 2759 in Ways and Means, you know, the other potential downside there is that we don't have any guarantee
they'll do it.
So what we have is, the bill in front of us with the various options that we've got. Committee discussion?
Want a motion?
Just to be clear, before we go into motions, the dash 10 amendments would basically leave the fine at the misdemeanor level. to which the charge was reduced.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman of the Committee. And whether the issue is addressed in Ways and Means is beyond us, but you're right.
So it seemed to me that, you know, that what we were trying to get at with the $100,000 was to leave the fine at the higher level.
Right.
So it seems to me the B9 amendments. How high a fine maximum are we talking about, say, for
$100,000?
So, but with some felonies, with some C felonies, there is a lower fine?
Yes, the language in some of the offenses that can be reduced to some of the drug offenses are actually B felonies, and that would be even a higher fine.
Higher than 100?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to get at. So 100,000 is an arbitrary number. In fact, it could be higher if we pass the B9 amendment.
Yeah, the 100,000 relates to C felonies.
Right.
Right. The B9 essentially... The B9 simply says that the maximum fine that the court may impose upon a conviction of a misdemeanor under this section may not exceed the amount provided for the class of felony receiving the Class A misdemeanor treatment. So this just ties it essentially directly without putting a dollar amount in.
So it gives the option to have a higher fine, whereas the $100,000 in the case of a B felony, $100,000 would be lower than...
Would have operated as a ceiling.
Got it.
Representative Ackerman.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I am going to favor the dash 11s because I think we've stated before in legislative policy that the fine imposed should be that for which the offense is provided or for which the guilty plea is provided. In two other instances, 160 ORS 161-568, where the court has the authority to reduce a misdemeanor to a violation status, the fine follows the violation status. In ORS 161.705, where the court can have the authority after conviction to reduce most C felonies to an A misdemeanor, the fine level would still be set at the misdemeanor level. So I think there's a legislative policy that would be violated by doing anything else but to maintain the fine at the misdemeanor level if that is the level of conviction.
But council didn't when we passed out 2759. My understanding is, Representative Ackerman, when we passed out 2759 out of the House Judiciary Committee and moved it down to the Ways and Means Committee, as part of that overall court fines, fees, and assessments bill, you'll remember that sort of omnibus bill, we did make a policy decision change in that bill with respect to the misdemeanor to violation transfer and being able to keep the amount when reduced to a violation at the misdemeanor fine amount.
Okay.
So we've sort of started the walk down that road in 2759, and so I think the effort in the Senate's version of the amendment was to some degree make that policy consistent when it was a felony to misdemeanor reduction.
Okay.
Just like we had already made in 2759 from misdemeanor to violation. So that's the and I agree with you. I think it has been, and it is a policy choice and a decision that we made. But my sense was that we had sort of, you know, that barn door opened and we walked out of it already. And so the question is, how do we want to, or if we want to apply the same set of reasonings to the reduction from the felony to misdemeanor level? Representative Anderson?
I just had some questions. I think more on the Senate side, you were trying to reduce it to 100,000 or below 100,000?
We're trying to, Mr. Chairman, if a felony, C felony, was reduced to misdemeanor, the intent was to be able to keep that fine level.
Keep the fine at the felony level.
Notwithstanding the fact that it was being reduced. And, Mr. Chairman, if I can, I can see, given this discretion to district attorneys, albeit many probably wouldn't follow this track, but I can see with the volume of cases they make, where you have a sex abuse 2 case, it's a Class C felony that may be treated as a misdemeanor, and that individual may have assets. And it may be part of the plea agreement to treat it as a misdemeanor, but the fine may be something that's levied much higher in lieu of a Measure 11 prison sentence. So.
Above the 100,000.
No, up to the $100,000 figure. Where currently, if you were only giving the misdemeanor treatment, you're capped at 5,000. So, And this is, again, my experience, again, is that people who commit sex offenses oftentimes have assets, or armed robbers and burglars and drug addicts don't. So. Plus, given the fact that one-third of the state penitentiary is full of sex offenders now, many of whom did have assets, I like the option of the court being able to impose a sufficient sanction.
Are these being levied against people that can actually pay the fine or unlikely to?
Mr. Chairman, I would assume that that's the case. Otherwise, I couldn't envision a judge actually imposing a fine that's beyond their ability to pay. I mean, you've got one of the DAs here. I wouldn't think they don't generally do that. We do have another bill in this process that requires ordering restitution, and that's kind of a completely different thing than something that we had another conference committee.
I think that, again, and if you look at the language in the B-9 amendment, it says the maximum fine that a court may impose upon conviction of misdemeanor under this section may not exceed. So it's a limitation on the maximum amount that a court can award by way of fine, but it isn't a mandate that they must award that amount. It simply gives the court the opportunity under the circumstances, and I assume that, you know, in a particular set of circumstances, the district attorney would move for an enhanced fine, even on the reduction to the misdemeanor from the felony, if the circumstances warranted it. And if the court agreed, they could do that under B-9.
So
if the court didn't agree, the court isn't obligated to do so.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that clarify it for you, Representative? Anything else? Any other questions? Representative Ackerman, did the discussion about the policy change that we made in 2759?
Yeah, that clarifies it. I can live with it. It's not a.
Do you prefer the B-9s, which sort of tie it to the felony level reduction, or do you prefer the bill as it was amended in the 7 by the subsection 7 with the $100,000 amount?
We're trying to figure out what the difference is, because you're going to end up with $100,000 anyway, aren't you, as a cap?
Well, probably. I mean, I think that's the most likely result. Although the B-9, the maximum fine that a court may impose upon conviction of a misdemeanor under this section may not exceed the amount provided in ORS 161-625 for the class of felony receiving Class A misdemeanor treatment.
Well, we're only reducing Class C's, aren't we?
As it's currently written, I think that's accurate. Is there any other way that would be applied, counsel?
Chairman, as a committee, I believe ORS, also a Class C felony or a violation of ORS 475-992-4A. And the last time I looked at it, I believe it's a drug offense.
I believe that. Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
Would you like a motion?
Sure. If we're done having discussion, feel free, Senator.
I'd like to move the B-9 amendment.
So, Senator Minnis moves the B-9 amendments to House Bill 2865. Is there any committee discussion? Okay, why don't we call the roll on the B-9s?
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Senator Minnis?
Aye.
Chair Williams?
Aye. Okay, the B-9 amendments have been adopted. I don't know, can the motion on the House side come from either a senator or a House member, Patsy? Or does it need to come from a House member? Representative Ackerman?
Either.
Why don't you read that part of your script?
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 17 and the bill be further amended by the B-9 amendments, and the bill be repassed.
Those are the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 17, and that the bill be further amended by the B-9 amendments and repassed will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. Then, having done that, do you really need to call the roll? Because then it says the clerk will call the roll. So it doesn't seem like we need to do that if we've had a voice vote. I didn't hear any objections. So without objection, the motion carries. Need a House and a Senate carrier.
I've been volunteered.
Senator Burdick will carry on the Senate. Who carried this bill originally on the House? Was it me?
Thank you, Dick.
Was it? Okay.
Concurrence then, motion originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was a concurrence motion. So I'll assign myself as carrier on the House side. And with that, the business of the Conference Committee on House Bill 2865 is completed, and we are adjourned.
You know what, John? This is a better...